Pope Benedict today greeted thousands of pilgrims in the Paul VI Audience Hall for his weekly general audience. Charles Collins has this report.
Pope Benedict continued his catechesis on great figures of church history during his weekly general audience on Wednesday, focusing on St. Peter Canisius. The priest was the first Dutchman to enter the Jesuit order and helped return many parts of Europe to the Catholic Church after the Reformation. He is considered one of the greatest theologians in church history. During his remarks, Pope Benedict spoke of his achievements.
3 years after his priestly ordination in Cologne, he labored intensively for the religious and moral reform of the people, as well as for the improvement of academic life in the University of Ingolstadt. He founded the College of Prague and was named the first superior of Jesuit province in southern Germany. From there, he oversaw the societies, communities, and colleges, which quickly became major centers of Catholic reform.
The Holy Father remarked that in the time of the Reformation, it seemed as if the light of the Catholic faith was extinguished in German-speaking countries, and the task of revitalizing the faith given to St. Peter Canisius seemed almost impossible.
During this period, in the tumult of Reformation, he took part in many civic and theological disputes. He published devotional literature as well as catechisms popular for the biblically inspired responses. Even in his later years in Fribourg, Switzerland, he remained extremely active, dedicating himself to writing and preaching. Pope Leo XIII proclaimed Peter Canisius the second apostle of Germany, and he was canonized and named a doctor of the Church by Pope Pius XI. His significant contribution to catechesis is second only to the example for us of his disciplined, Christ-centered spirituality, finding in the liturgy, daily prayer, and devotion to the heart of Jesus the strength and inspiration to carry out well his innumerable tasks.
After his catechesis, the Pope greeted the over 70 bishops from around the world attending a retreat in Castel Gandolfo sponsored by the Focolare movement. He told them he was pleased by the opportunity offered to them to compare experiences from different areas of the ecclesial world and expressed his hopes that their days of prayer and reflection may bear abundant fruit for their communities. I'm Charles Collins.